The state ferry system plans to build a new ship that could sail at either end of Southeast. Costa Lesca's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
What's being called the Southeast Shuttle would be designed to serve Lynn Canal, as well as the Ketchikan to Prince Rupert route. The system had considered and begun designing separate ships for the two routes, but Marine Highway General Manager John Falvey says a single design would provide flexibility so the ship could sail where it's needed. Falvey told the recent Southeast Conference annual meeting that a final design has yet to be worked out, but the basic requirements have been set.
This concept that we have is a vessel that be a little over 300 feet long, minimum of 60 large Alaska vehicles, standard vehicle, 500 passengers. It would need to have the ability to operate in Lynn Canal and Dixon Entrance year-round with 99% reliability.
The shuttle would include crew quarters. That's so it could carry enough staff to handle the 15-hour round-trip Ketchikan-Rupert run without violating work rules. But it would not have passenger staterooms. Falvey says the initial use would be in Lynn Canal. It could replace the Malaspina on its Skagway, Haines, and Juneau sailings, or it could sail from the end of a new road out of Juneau if it's built. But it or its twin could also serve on the southern route, or it could handle village service out of Juneau.
We would ultimately see two to three of these. Very efficient, very fuel efficient, very automated, reduced crew, and efficient to run. And capable of running in just about any kind of weather conditions that we would encounter here in Southeast.
He says having the same design would make the shuttles interchangeable. They could fill in for each other during breakdowns, maintenance, and overhauls. The Marine Highway has $60 million toward what is expected to be an $80 million ferry. Falvey says the State Department of Transportation will ask for the remaining $20 million in the next capital budget cycle. He estimates it will take about 4 years to design and build. Marine Transportation Advisory Board Chairwoman Kathy Romick says the shuttle scenario makes sense.
The future plan is to have more of the day boat type vessel because that's the most, they're economically more efficient to do the day boat runs. And I'd like to see, more than one of these boats ordered because when you order more than one, you get a significant discount.
She says the shuttles will likely replace aging vessels in the system's 11-ship fleet. Plans will go up for public discussion before the design is completed. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.